Hello.
Hi, this is Amber giving you a call back from customer service. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am, Cam. I'm trying to figure out exactly what the purchase went to.
Okay. What's your zip code so that I can better assist you?
30121.
30121.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
This is for Vibrant Glow, correct?
You said for who?
Vibrant Glow.
Yes, sir. What's the name of the account?
Michael McBride, M-C-B-R-I-D-E.
Thank you. Give me just a moment to get the account pulled up. And what is your, can you verify your address for me?
Yes, 182 Smiley Engine Road, Cartersville, Georgia.
Thank you.
Are you having a good day?
I am. How's your day?
So far so good, but today it's still early.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just waiting for your account to load, so forgive me if it's taking some time.
Well, I understand. I just can't remember what I made the purchase on. I made several purchases lately, mm-hmm. Not through Vibrant Glow, and I'm trying to categorize everything.
Okay.
I remember going into one that seemed like shipping was all it would cover, and that shows under a purchase on the 9th, and that was only, $5.74, okay? And then
okay.
On the 14th, I'm showing a purchase for $67.32.
Okay. I'm just waiting for the account to pull up so that I'll be able to tell you what's been going on. Just give me a second. It's still loading here.
How's the weather there today?
It's sunny outside today. Extremely cold.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, it is here in North Georgia, too. It was down in 32 when I got up this morning.
Okay.
Kind of shot, really. But I can't seem to make up this mind.
Right, and it's been like that for months. I don't know sometimes if it's summer or if we're about to be in winter.
Yeah, we had solid rain here for the last 3 weeks. It seems like it rained just about every day.
Right.
Which, that's welcome.
And it's still loading.
Are you having computer trouble today?
I think it's the system. I'm not having any trouble, but before I took my break, it was loading very slow in another network too, so I think it's just our system today.
Okay.
And I do apologize. Usually it takes about a minute or two, but it's
taking
a little longer.
What part of California is this?
I'm not actually in California. I work in a call center. I'm third party, so I'm actually located in Alabama, but I'm from Georgia.
Okay. Well, I was speaking weather to you, and you're getting at the same place I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was showing up as California. That's why. It's
yeah,
question.
The number here is a California number, but we're not in Cali.
Well, I think that the transaction took place in Philadelphia.
If your account, go ahead and load, I'll be able to tell you where they're located. Because it sounds like it may be under one name on the charge, but a different name in the system. That's another thing, too.
Are you talking about for my information?
No, the company.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did a research on the Vibrant Glow, and they've only been in business about 6 months. But they seem to have a nominal trust, you know, just to go with any business. There were some bad marks, but there seem to be some good ones too. So I don't know. It could be legit.
It could be. Sometimes they are, but you know, when you're starting off, sometimes people think it's a scam, but it's really not. Maybe they're just trying to get their name out there a little more.
I have gotten scammed.
I think we all have.
I keep it down to a minimum if I can, but it depends on the venues. Yeah, it depends on how they get it. I don't do PayPal.
Right.
PayPal will not secure anything. So I strictly go to the bank. That way I'm covered. And the bank's taking care of me. PayPal has not.
Yeah, I had PayPal for a short time. It didn't work out either.
Yeah, when it first came out, I did research on that too. It seemed like there were a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they put a shine on it, so to speak, cleaned it up.
They haven't, because I haven't used that account in probably 5 years. And earlier this year, I got an email that said I had changed my password and stuff. And I was like, no, I haven't touched that account at all.
Yeah, I've never really had an account. There's certain items that you had no choice but to go through PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones that bit me. And I keep getting these emails also about my account and all this, when I know I don't have an account with them.
Right.
So you know that it's probably spammers.
Okay, so that account has loaded now. So do you, okay, you did say you remember the $574 for shipping and handling on the 8th of December.
That was a 9th of December. That's what it shows here.
Okay,
it
probably
went into the bank on the 9th is what it was.
Yeah, that's what I think it was. The bank acknowledged it on the 9th, but the system has it as the 8th. Okay, so that was for a tactical bag that shipped out on the 9th. And then
it
was for a tactical bag, shipping and handling for a tactical bag.
Okay.
And then let's see, on the 8th again, there's a $399. It says warranty. I don't know, but I do know here you do have a $6732 charge, and that is for the membership with this company that is called Factory Direct Savings Club. And every month.
I didn't sign up for a membership.
Okay, so that's what it is. So after that shipping and handling, you got enrolled into a membership.
Could you take me off of that and reimburse me?
Yes. Let me do that now. Let me get you canceled out.
Oh, how in the world they got me down for a membership? I guess it's if you don't check a box. You got to catch that stuff.
Sometimes they'll put it like in a small fine print. Those disclosure, if you don't read them, and sometimes they're so small you can't read them even if you put your glasses on.
Yeah. It's like a fail-safe switch almost. If you don't pay attention and click the box to opt out. And I think that's kind of shady a little bit.
I'm just getting it canceled. Give me just a moment.
That would be a big help. Here it is at Christmas time. We need all we can get. God knows a whole chicken's ridiculous now.
Oh, yeah, the price of food in general is just extremely high.
Yeah, my daughter likes to go to Aldi's. They built one not far from the house, and she seems to love the place. And when I went up there, I didn't see a big change in the price at all.
Yeah, Aldi's used to be extremely inexpensive, but they're going up on their prices as well, because I was a big Aldi shopper too.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so for the refund, it's only going to allow 35% to come back, which is going to be $31.86.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
The refund, I know it charged you $67.32, but all the system
Yes,
is going
ma'am.
to allow me to do is 35%, which is going to give you a refund of $31.86.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I've got no choice but to accept it. When do you think it'll show back up in my account?
It's supposed to be back in your account 3 to 5 business days. Let me go ahead and process it.
Okay.
Okay, so I successfully processed the 3186 refund, and I can give you the transaction ID if you would like.
Appreciate it.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
And 7877
7877.
855 5311.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Give me just a moment to notate your account, and also let me get your cancellation number. So just hang tight for me.
Okay. How's your ankle been feeling?
Yes.
Getting better though, isn't it?
Doesn't hurt anymore, but it gets big. Well, it doesn't hurt to put the weight on.
That's good. Don't take a little bit. You got different color socks.
Okay, I do have your cancellation number when you're ready.
Ready.
It's C as in Charlie.
C.
26.
26.
32.
32.
49.
49.
313.
313. All right, I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Was there anything else I could assist you with on today?
Oh, ma'am, I took care of it. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer care. You have a great day and happy holidays.
You have a great day. Happy holidays and a happy weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.